All right, good. Yeah. All right, y'all. What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of the Novex Podcast. You know what time it is. We're back. Novex is back, and I'm here not with Faith. You know, I had to kick her out. No, I'm fucking with you. I'm here with, you know what? What's up, man? I'm here with Azanti.
I'm here with Azanti, man.
Up and coming artist. But you know what? Usually, when there's an by the way, artist, international, on the rise. Thanks for being here, bro. Like, on a serious note, podcast aside, bro.
I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, dude. I know you got a busy schedule. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I know artists got a busy schedule. So
yes, sir. We've been bugging in LA. We've been doing a lot of shit, but I really appreciate you guys letting us come here.
Of course, bro. Of course. What's your weekly schedule like? Let's say you're home. Wait, where's home for you, bro?
Winnipeg.
Winnipeg?
Yeah.
Canada?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right now, at least.
Okay. So yeah. Let's say you're home. What's the schedule? Like, what's a and you're 20 years old.
Yeah.
You're young.
Yeah.
You're not even legal. You're not even 21. I'm fucking with you. Okay. Well, so what's the schedule? Yeah. What's your schedule? What's your waking whatever? Mm-hmm. What do you do?
My schedule is I'm in uni, so like I usually go to uni or some stuff like that. Like uni work, school work, and recording. Nothing crazy usually. Like. My schedule is usually just school or recording. Okay. And then if I have, like, a bit of free time, I come out, I go, I travel, I do some work like this, like now.
Right.
Yeah.
Damn. Love that. Okay, so, you're in school in Canada?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. You were born and raised out there?
No, I was born in Nigeria.
What part?
I was born in Ondo State.
Ondo State. You go back or
not? No, I haven't been since I was... like seven. It's been a minute.
Okay.
But usually, like, I grew up in Abuja, though, so yeah.
Damn.
I was just in Abuja last August or something.
So when did you get into music?
Was it professionally?
Yeah, not just in general. I know some people they start off playing instruments, start off playing with the church. You know what I'm saying? When did you get into music? What was your story?
With me, like, I just really used to like idolize artists and musicians and. I remember a vivid memory I have is Drake from Drake and Josh. I just really used to be into Drake. I just wanted to be like Drake.
That's crazy.
No cap. but at the time I was 7, 8, I was getting really into music. And, I really wanted to be a rock star, kind of like. But, yeah, okay. That's when I first started.
Right.
That was my first, proper experience with
music.
The music world and the industry, I could say.
And it just kind of developed. It just grown from there.
Cool.
I thought you meant Drake, like Drizzy.
I know you're from Canada
and shit, but.
Yeah. Okay. I like Drake too. I love Drake too, but yeah. I meant Drake from Drake and Josh.
Yeah. That's valid. That's cool, bro. Okay, so that's Rockstar. Obviously, that's guitar. Drake Bell. That's
exactly.
Guitar. Is that your style of music?
It influences me.
What type of artist are you?
I make a lot of stuff. Like I just I've had so many arcs, musical arcs in my life. I've had a point in life where I was into jazz. I've had times I've been into like alternative music. Then I've had times I've been like R&B. I always transition.
Right.
So
development type.
Yeah. But primarily I'm. Like I like making music with a bit of soul in it, like R&B, you know, Afro beats, dancehall.
So you wouldn't just consider yourself just an Afro beats.
No, 100%.
Yeah, I think that's good though. You know what I'm saying? Because like Afro beats is hot right now, but it's like why pigeonhole yourself to like, hey, I just make Afro beats? Like, nah, bro, like, you can be Nigerian, African, and do country.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I'm saying?
We do lock in some country records out here. Still.
You gotta be versatile. Shit.
Yeah, no cap.
Yeah, you gotta be versatile. Okay, cool. Music aside, right? Because, you know, that's one thing I really wanted to talk about besides music, you know, because, I mean, music's one facet of life, right? And then it's like, you have who you are, right? Let's say, music aside, you're not able to do music, what would be something that interests you? Like what's one of your hobbies?
People ask me this all the time, and I always have the same answer. I really don't know.
You don't know?
Can't lie.
Oh shit! Okay.
Like music is the only thing I like doing, like hobby wise. Like, everything else I get tired of. Like if I start, maybe one day I'll be into playing FIFA today. Let's say I want to play FIFA. I could play FIFA for like a week, and by the end of the week, I don't want to play FIFA anymore. And I'm not going to touch the console for like a year.
That's good.
But like with music, I always keep going back.
Yeah, you got that drive.
Yeah.
That's good, bro.
Everything else just kind of pisses me off.
That's good. That's good. I mean, I ain't saying that's good, but that's good, bro.
Yeah.
That's good. I mean, finding something that you're into, no matter what it is, bro. Like, I mean, like me, I played sports growing up. You know what I'm saying? So, like, for me, my whole life was like, okay, hoops, basketball, like, you know, ball is life. Like, I'm going to the league. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that was my whole thing.
Yeah.
That was my whole thing. So, dude, I feel you on that.
I do have things I'm passionate about, though.
What?
Like, film.
Film?
Yeah.
Okay, as in, like, are you acting?
No, not really. Not necessarily. Just film in general.
Okay. That's valid.
It's the art of acting and drama.
Yeah.
Interests me.
It's good.
And poetry, things like that. Just, like,
yeah,
really, like, abstract shit.
That's
like,
good. That's good. You're creative. You're really a creative.
Yeah.
Like, that's full-blown bread of creative.
Yeah.
It's fire, bro.
Like, just anything that's exciting. Like, yeah. It makes me think. Creative thoughts.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's good, bro. You know, okay, let me dial it back to music a little bit. Yeah. So, you're signed to...
Def Jam.
Def Jam.
Yes, sir. And Apex Village.
That's huge. Congrats, for real, for real. That's good.
What's up,
you're
brother?
20.
Yes, sir.
Dude, fuck, man. Like, dude, that's crazy. Okay, yes, so what was the story? Like, did they come up to you?
Yeah.
Are you, like, one of those people that did, like, the 1,000 pitch emails? Like, whichever one sticks?
Nah,
that's how I am. I'm like...
Nah, I did one email with YP.
Okay.
I never sent an email to anybody since.
What was that story? Did you guys grow up together?
Or? No. So, like, YP, and if you grew up in Abuja, like, you kind of, and you wanted to make music, YP's kind of definitely the first name. Especially at the time, this is 2019, 2020, so YP was definitely the number one name, the number one guy pushing his stuff. So, and I thought that I just wanted to get some feedback from somebody. Someone that was actually doing, and yeah, that's how we locked in. From then, we've been locked in.
Okay.
But yeah, with Def Jam, it wasn't like that at all. Actually, like I had dropped.
Did they just like hit you up? Or?
Yeah, I had dropped two projects. I had dropped YP and Azonti, Volume 1, and that went crazy. And then the next project, Azonti, that was a whole different vibe still.
Right.
That kind of took me to a different audience. Then a lot of American labels were looking for me from that. And yeah, that's we good. Was in talks with a lot of labels.
Right.
So
you have like a whole management team that
like
is behind you. And
yeah.
So you have like a direct manager. That's,
yeah.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. My manager is the same manager that manages YP.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it like a family manager?
Yeah.
Like
it's, family manager? We're a collective.
Oh, okay.
So okay. Yeah. But yeah, the same manager. Anyway, with the record deal, Tunji just kind of Tunji's the CEO of Def Jam. He
okay. He
reached out to me through my road manager at the time, which is his cousin.
Mm.
And
small world.
Yeah, man, no cap. So from there, he just saw that other people were trying to sign, and when we gave him the heads up that there's other people trying to sign, and I may not commit to him, he showed love, and we signed the deal with Tunji and Def Jam, and it's been love since.
The rest was history.
Yes, sir.
The rest was history, bro. Okay, cool.
We're still writing the history.
Yeah, there we go. Damn. So, as far as Def Jam, are there many Afrobeat artists signed to Def Jam?
Right now, Nonso, Adekunle Gold, myself, Bloody Civilian,
okay.
Odumodu
so
Black.
There's a good amount.
That's five of us. I think it's five of us.
Okay. Do you guys, like, collab? Do you have any collabs?
All of us know each other. The thing is, like, we've come up, Odumodu Black, for example, he's one of the hottest artists in Africa right now.
He's hot right now.
Right, he's an Abuja artist, and, like, you know, we Abuja made that.
Right.
And, like, just being...
Have you known him since you lived in Niger?
Not since I've lived in Niger, but I've heard about Odumodu for a long time, and before he blew up, we were having a few conversations and connections, but yeah, man, the point I'm trying to make is, like, you know, he came from Abuja, like,
right.
And YP also is from Abuja, I'm from Abuja, and, like, Abuja doesn't, Bloody Civilian as well, like, Abuja usually isn't in the picture.
Right.
So, yeah, people, artists at Def Jam, a lot of them are from Abuja. Right. That's just showing you that Abuja's coming to the forefront of the Nigerian music industry.
It's not only Lagos.
It's not just Lagos.
It's not only Lagos, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes, sir. So I'm just happy for everybody, and Def Jam has an amazing roster.
It's fire. Congrats, bro. That's super dope. Sir. See, me, I'm from Enugu State, yeah? So I'm like Igbo, full and through.
Yeah, me too. I'm from Ondo State. I'm Yoruba, though.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually Yoruba. But, like, I lived in Abuja, like, you know.
Okay, okay.
You feel me? Shout out my Ondo people.
Big shout out. Okay, is there a Nigerian artist, or not, let me not even limit it. Is there an African artist that you, I don't want to, I'm not going to say compare yourself to, but I'm going to say look at. As far as like a mold, because you know, it's always good to
Wizkid,
look at perspective.
Wizkid. Yeah,
Wizzy.
It's a very simple question. Why? For me. Like I don't do this politicking. You know, like it's a very simple question for me. Like, it's why? Actually Wiz.
Why?
Because he's been the model for me. Like he's the reason why a lot of young artists like us are doing it today. He's the reason why we got up and we're like, yo, yeah, man.
So is that
we
so
can get it? You can be young and getting it,
right?
Yeah, when Wiz was my age, he was doing times 10 when I'm doing right now.
Wiz was so, God damn, that's really when he was dropping some of
his. You get me? He was dropping some of his stupid shit.
Dude. So is a Wizkid feature, like, is that like the top of your pinnacle?
No, it's not pinnacle.
Okay.
I'm not opposed to Wiz feature. You get me?
Talk to him. Hey, tell Wizkid what's up, man.
Nah, it's chilly. You know, like, Wiz knows I love him, you know.
Right.
You get me?
Right, for sure. I like that. I like that. That's cool, dude. So when it comes to your label, right? I'm looking at your stats when it comes to music. The hundreds of thousands of views. Spotify, Apple Music, 130,000 plus views in the year plus. I mean, if you combine all these platforms together, it's a lot, bro. I mean, like, do you, like, at what point in time, like, I don't know. I'm not an artist, but I love music, yeah?
Mm.
It's like, at what point in time do you really, like, sit back and, like, check your phone and, like, you know, you see your IG blowing up or see whatever blowing up and you're just kind of like, am I really doing this?
Yeah.
Like, is there ever, like, that realization? Yeah, like, no, as we're sitting
it's
right
work,
here,
you know?
Are you like, damn, like, I'm really, like, getting up there.
Yeah, yeah. I feel you. But, it's work, you know? Like, I remember when I first dropped in how many months? In 3 months, I had 1 million streams.
Really?
Right. So, like, right now, let's say I have, like, let's say 20 million streams right now.
Right.
Close total? To 20 million streams right now. And it does. I still felt the same. Not that I feel the same way. It feels a lot less,
right.
You know?
Mm.
That's not, like, what I'm thinking about now. Right now, I'm trying to make impacts, like, impact on people's lives and cultural impact and... And you know, like
through music,
impact the generation through music, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the numbers and the listeners, it's amazing to have, and they're gonna keep growing. Right. So that's something I don't really think about. So they're gonna keep growing. But yeah, what's really important to me is connecting with my people.
That's good, bro. The audience. Honestly,
I don't think I do enough of that.
I can't think of many 20-year-olds that have your mindset. No, I'm serious. Is there somewhere where this comes from? Like, is it like
I don't even know.
Is it like wise people, like your folks, your
yeah,
family?
Probably. Yeah, it's just how I was raised. It's very hard to like bust my head or like you know like you know just put me in a place where I'm out of my depth completely. Right. If I'm not going to be able to sort the situation, I'm gonna have the knowledge to ask somebody. Or I'm gonna be in a place where I could ask somebody, you know.
Right.
And I also have a lot of elders around me and lots of people.
That's good. Good heads.
Yeah.
Good heads.
That's yeah.
Good. What so you said you jumped to 1 million streams like pretty quick.
Yeah.
What, do you have like one?
The million streams is not really that much.
That's
like
a lot.
It's not really.
What are you talking about?
In the grand scheme of things, it's really not like. It's really not
okay,
like.
And how long are we talking about?
Like let's say 5 months. Like
what? Okay, like, I mean...
YP and Azanti done crazy shit. Like, that was my intro
so
shit.
So, is that like your...
That was my first, like, intro into the
what's it called?
White Piano Zanti Volume 1.
Okay.
That was the first project we dropped. Okay. Right. That project done a lot. Like, I don't want to be a, I don't want to toot my own horn here, but I could call that a modern day classic. Like here, like, so like it done a lot for us, and yeah, it just went crazy.
So was that, so, the, was that the song that, sorry to interrupt, was that the song that like you were like, okay, shit's real? Or was that just like your first song?
Yeah, that's just my first song. So I don't really know, I didn't really know what was real yet. Right. Like now I'm starting to understand what's real and what's not.
Right.
Damn. Yeah, I'm still learning.
Right. Do you have that feeling that like whenever you drop a song, you're like, okay, I need it to be like the
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
There's always that pressure. Like, you know, people's always talking, telling you, oh, they want to hear shit like this. They want to hear stuff like that. They want to hear stuff like, but the artist they use, like, you know, I have a, you know, there's a picture I'm trying to paint.
Right.
So yeah, there's always that pressure still. But I like that though. Can't lie.
That's good, bro. I mean, do you have?
It's a good pressure.
You have you cooking something up in the studio right now? Are you like, working on an EP?
Yeah, I'm working on my next album after White Piano Zanti right now.
Okay.
So White Piano Zanti, we basically done. We just need to compile the project and White Piano Zanti Volume 2.
Okay.
So that's gonna be out soon. And yeah,
when you just need, when you drop, you plan on like perform, like going on tour or
like we'll see, like we'll see.
Okay, cool. For sure, bro. That's dope.
Yes, sir.
For sure. Be sure to hook up, you know, everybody watching the Novex podcast.
Yes, sir.
Deadass, dude. Okay, where I like to wrap up podcasts, you know, with everybody, even when I'm recording with Faith, with just general questions, like quick little questions, not related to the topic at all, but just then, you know, everybody who's listening, everybody who's watching the podcast can really just kind of get to know you. All right, so you good?
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, what's your favorite food? Dog, you gotta, you gotta answer quick.
Thai food.
Thai food. Talk to me. Why?
I don't know. I just love Asian cuisine.
I say, oh, say no more. Okay, what's your favorite place you've traveled to?
Cape Town.
What? Ah, man. I've never been to SA, bro, but talk to me about it. Or is that say no more?
Amazing. Amazing. Well, brother, well, I swear, I've never seen views like that in my life.
Oh, my God, bro.
I still need to see some views here in LA, but
yeah.
Cape Town is just
Cape Town.
It's ridiculous.
I've seen the photos, bro. God damn. Okay, 10 years from now, from today, what's the date? I don't even want to say the date. 10 years from today, where are you at?
Family, balling.
What's balling? No, I'm just like, it can be anything.
What's balling? Huh? What's balling?
It can be anything. It can be like, I got the whip, I got a good family.
Fuck like, the whip, bro. Like,
that's what I'm saying. What
I got it? The jet. Like,
okay, hey, the jet. Talk to me, man.
Yeah, okay. Money aside, 10 years from now, like, I expect to be grown, mature, family oriented, breadwinner.
Okay. Cool, man. I mean,
I expect to be
the
man. Get me?
I ain't mad at you, man. You know what? Let me shake you on that. Let me shake you on that, bro. Cause dude, on some real shit. Like this is I love this talk, bro. Like
yes,
it's genuine. And you know, anybody who's listening to this, anybody who wants to make music, I mean, dude, like the world is your oyster.
Bro,
you
do it.
I mean, before you even made music, did you? Maybe you knew. You know what I'm saying? So some people got that in them. They got that dog in them to where it's like, I know when I'm going to do this and I know I'm going to take off. Is that what you felt? Like, do you feel like you felt it?
I feel it consistently.
Right.
Like, I feel it. Like, I know.
Do you have any advice to anybody who's that 14-year-old that's listening? We have a lot of viewers from like all range. Like,
right.
You know, the aunties to the youngins, the youngers who are in middle school.
Yeah.
So to that 14-year-old who's making music,
yeah.
Do you have any advice for them?
This is very important to me, actually. I don't want to give like a 14-year-old like wrong advice, you get me?
Right.
If you're making music, you have to, like, be, I don't want to sound cliche, but you need to be sure that that's what you want to do, brother. Because it's a lot of heat. It's not what you think it is. It's not, like, just vibes.
Glamour.
Yeah. It's really nice. It's a lot of heat. Like, first of all, you're constantly in the public's eye, under scrutiny by everybody, and you still need to maintain a safe face, you know? And you still need to drop bangers.
Right.
And they need to like the bangers.
Right.
And they need to sing the bangers. And they need to buy your tickets and come to your shows.
Right.
And if, like, you, if you're in a moment where that's not happening for you, you might feel like you're not enough. And you don't want that. You don't need to have that. If you feel like you can't take that, you should rethink.
Word for the wise. A word yes, for sir. The wise. Azanti, tell them your socials. Thank you so
yes,
much
sir.
For coming. Tell them your socials. Any last words for podcast listeners?
Thank you guys for having me, actually. I appreciate you guys. Everybody on Novex, my socials are Azanti, A-Z-A-N-T-I underscore F-S-N. Same shit on everything. TikTok, Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram. Yeah.
Love that.
Yes,
that.
Sir.
You know, honestly, this is my first time having a guest artist. So, I mean, dude, I love this. This was fire, bro.
Because yes,
I learned a lot, honestly. Right. I learned a lot. So, can't wait for this to drop. And it's really going to help out a lot of people, bro.
Yeah.
Way more people than you really
I hope, bro. I hope. That's my job in life.
So, again, hey, until next time, man. Novex Podcast. You know the vibe. Biko. Novex.
See, now, Biko.
My G. Good job, man. I appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. Novex, man. We move, Sha. Come